And Bill says it's been a long time since he last heard this work. He loves the sonorous quality of the piece. He finds it contemplative, and it takes him to a peaceful place and calms his soul. From Beethoven's String Quartet No. 15 in A minor, we heard the third movement, Molto Adagio, played by the Cleveland Quartet. Music ahead. We'll start off after this break with the work of Eric Whitaker here on Classics by Request.
Wisconsin Classical looks back 10 years to the first concerts in Overture Hall and the Voices of Madison, joined in music of John Rutter. We also look back on the performing career of a man who touched countless lives in Wisconsin, pianist Howard Karp. Wisconsin Classical in tribute and celebration, this Sunday at 1 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a place for great stories, news from around the state, inspiring music, and smart entertainment. There's always something new to discover on WPR. And support from members helps make it all possible. Thank you.
Support for WGTD comes from Vero International Cuisine in Racine on 6th Avenue near Monument Square, featuring American food with an international twist in a serene setting with intimate and exotic touches. Online at verointernationalcuisine.com.
I received an online request from Vicki in Green Bay, who would like to hear a work of Eric Whitaker, I Thank You, God, for Most This Amazing Day. Vicki writes that Abby and Ben are getting married today in Eau Claire, and we sang this together in college. Congratulations. And I also received a phone call from Tomas, who's on his way to Eau Claire. He said that he was a member of the university choir there, and he's on his way to a wedding. And part of the members in the wedding were also members of the choir that he was part of, I don't know how long ago, and his request is for a song of Hugo Wolf, which we do not have in our music library. So I'm hoping that this selection we're about to hear works for all of you. And again, I'm assuming that you're all going to be at the same wedding, so have lots of fun on this special day. This is I Thank You, God, for Most This Amazing Day with Polyphony. A performance with Polyphony singing a work of Eric Whitaker, I Thank You God for Most This Amazing Day. And to round out this first hour of Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio, an online request from Joanne in Madison, who wants to hear the Madison Marimba Quartet play Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, the quartet will be performing its 19th annual free family concert, a program titled The Wood That Sings. The performance is in Mills Hall at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Humanities Building on campus. And works to be included will be a little Beethoven, she says, a lot of jazz and popular familiar tunes, and a tribute to Henry Mancini. So, if you can get to this performance, it sounds like a lot of fun. But in the meantime, we're going to have some fun listening to them play this work of Leroy Anderson, The Sleigh Ride. The Madison Marimba Quartet playing music of Leroy Anderson, The Sleigh Ride. And you can hear them perform this afternoon if you're in the Madison area at 1 o'clock, a free concert at Mills Concert Hall, University of Wisconsin-Madison Humanities Building on campus. And by what that sounded like, it sounds it's going to be a good concert, and it's always fun to watch marimbas playing. It's quite a treat. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support comes from Gateway Technical College. Indispensable and in demand. Be that person with an administrative professional degree. Classroom and real-world experience. Learn online or in the classroom. Median starting salary, $31,000. Information at gtc.edu.
To make a Kwanzaa placemat and mini gingerbread house, Wisconsin Public Radio is pleased to support seasonal activities for kids. For more information, visit wpr.org/events.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Overture Center for the Arts, Union Cab Cooperative, and Kimberly-Clark Corporation. Play a role in the success of WPR. Go to wpr.org/sponsor.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
Welcome back to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. And we have 1 hour remaining in today's program at 12 o'clock this afternoon. It's live from the Met, and today's opera is Verdi's La Traviata. This is the last Saturday of this year. Hope you had a wonderful holiday, that you're continuing to have a wonderful holiday, and to our listeners celebrating Kwanzaa, hope this is a wonderful, meaningful holiday for you. So I heard from two young listeners, Deborah, who's 6 years old in Wanakee, and Julie in Appleton, who's 5 years old, and they both requested music, of course, of Peter Tchaikovsky. This comes from the Sleeping Beauty Suite. We'll hear the introduction, followed by the adagio. Seiji Ozawa conducts the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. From Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Suite, we heard the introduction followed by the Adagio, with Seiji Ozawa directing the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Next, a piano work of Claude Debussy. This is Arabesque No. 1 with pianist Daniel Pollack, a request from George in Cambridge.